Next agenda item, number 19, discussion and possible action on authorization of an amendment to the Brazos River Authority, hyphen Jonah Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract and authorization of the issuance of Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bonds, Series 2012, parentheses, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, parentheses, and prescribing other matters relating thereto, presented by David Collingsworth and John Hall.
You think the title's long, you wait till you see the resolution. Congratulations. We're going to do this in three parts. I'm going to give you a little background about why the agenda item's in front of you and the needs of one of our customers. John Halls will talk a little bit about the financial vehicle that gets us there, should you decide to approve it. And then we also have our bond counsel, Chuck Kobdish, here. We wanted him to talk with you a little bit about the liabilities and the issue of issuing such a debt on behalf of a customer. Here's the pipeline you were talking about a minute ago, from Steelhouse to Georgetown.
Okay, yeah.
Here's Lake Granger. Here's what we were talking about a minute ago. This is I-35. This is Highway 95 in the city of Taylor. And this green area right here is Jonah Sud, Jonah Special Utility District. They're a very large utility district. They have a lot of growth that's coming out east of the Georgetown area. They've got a lot of growth coming out of the city of Taylor that's coming up toward this new highway that's running east and west. That's really going to tie in I-35 to Highway 95. Jonah's issue is very simple, and it's with the same drought theme that you've been hearing all day. They have two ways that they get water. They get water from BRA, from Lake Granger, and then their long-time reliable water supply, if you will, comes from five groundwater wells that are here on the outside far west part of their territory, and they're all Edwards Aquifer wells. And if you know anything about the Edwards Aquifer, it's very quick to change. As a matter of fact, in talking to Round Rock last week, all of their groundwater wells are full. That's great news. But here's the situation. If Steelhouse and Georgetown continue to be low because of the drought, and Belton continues to be low, and we have to use these water supplies and start to cut back, Round Rock and the Georgetowns and the Jonas of the world will rely heavily on that groundwater, and those groundwater wells almost overnight will find them drought-stricken again, and that'll be an issue to them. So they came to the BRA a few weeks ago and said, hey, we want to do a project similar to what you helped us do a few years ago. And they have come here to a little community called Circleville and built a ground storage tank, and they take water from our East Williamson County water plant. And they built pipeline and they built ground storage tank to take it about 8 miles into their service area. They did that. BRA issued those bonds for Jonah, and Jonah's responsible for paying those bonds back. They came back to BRA here and said, hey, now we want to join up with the pipeline, and we want to go north and west and put about 6 more miles of pipeline so that we can take BRA's water in Lake Granger further west should the drought continue. This was in their long-term plan. It just wasn't. This is just one of those many projects that utilities are having to shift to the left because of the drought. It's a benefit for them whether the drought ends or not, because they're going to need that water into this growth area, but they're really afraid that if they don't get started in March and April on construction of this, they won't meet an August deadline for construction. So that's kind of the background of the project. John, you want to talk about the financing vehicle a little bit? Does anybody have questions about the project itself? Okay.
David had already alluded to it, but this is just a summary of what's been done from a financing. Again, this is contract revenue debt that we've issued. We've done this several times with various entities. This one's slightly unique in that it's an installment sale agreement, and Chuck will talk about that in just a second as far as sort of the nuances of this agreement to make sure that everyone understands everything about that. But back in April 2007, we signed the agreement, as David said, for the beginning of the project. We issued debt on their behalf. It was Jonah Water Sud's credit and their obligation to pay it back. It was contract revenue. You can see a little over $3 million for phase one. And then, as David said, phase two, which was really sort of related, though, of course, both related to the first part of the project. A year later, we issued $2.6 million. That debt, of course, is still outstanding, and Jonah pays on that debt. They pay us the debt service through the paying agent, and that debt is being paid off over the years it's outstanding. Now they've come to us and say we would like to continue this project into phases three and four, and that we need financing for up to $6.5 million to do that. There are two things that have to happen. Number one is we have to amend the contract. We have an existing contract, back to the April 2007 contract with them. We have to amend the scope of the contract to include phases three and four, the description of it in the preliminary engineering report and everything. To do that, that's the first thing has to be done, and then obviously a bond resolution that you all would be asked to approve to issue, to authorize the bonds. So it's the amendment of the contract and the bond issue. There's really two resolutions that we're going to look at here if you all agree and go forward that we'll actually have. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce Chuck. Why don't you come up, if you want to, come up for a second. Chuck Kobdish is with McCall Parkhurst out of Dallas, is our bond counsel. Chuck's been our bond counsel at the Brazos River Authority for a long time. And he wrote the original contract and the bond resolution. So you might talk a little bit about the contract.
Glad to. Board, the real reason I'm up here is because this particular type of transaction is unusual from the standpoint of what you would normally expect a legal transaction to look like. It does involve a legal fiction, and I will get around to that in a minute. The genesis of all this, though, is a law that was enacted back in 1959. It was Article 1109J, and it allowed for river authorities and other types of water districts to enter into contracts with municipalities, by and large, to provide a mechanism by which the issuing body, let's just say the Brazos River Authority, acts as a conduit financing issuer, whereby the authority in issuing the bonds is basically just providing the financing for the project. It's never intended in the long run that the authority would own and operate the project. It was always a mechanism by which the Brazos River Authority could help cities and what have you finance their projects. Since 1959, there have been several other laws which employ the same type of structure, if you will, but the bottom line is that it involves an installment sale. And obviously, in order to be able to sell something, you have to at one point in time supposedly own it. And that's what leads to the legal fiction that is involved in these types of transactions. This is not a new transaction. Obviously, this board authorized a bond issue in 2007 and 2008. This one's going to be structured the same way. Also, all of the pollution control financings that the board has done over the years were also structured as installment sale contracts using the same general type of structure. Trinity River Authority, Sabine River Authority, most of the river authorities have employed this type of structure in the past, and it's a structure that the Attorney General's office is perfectly comfortable with and approves all the time. Bottom line is the way the transaction is contractually structured is that the Brazos River Authority is going to sell the bonds, and the proceeds of those bonds are going to be used to finance the project. The project will be actually constructed by, the engineering will be done by, and the contracts will be let by Jonah. And as construction progresses, obviously they will make draws on the money that will be provided by the bond issue. And with that going forward, what you have is a situation where it'll actually be Jonah that is letting all the contracts and purchasing everything as required for the project. The contract, however, again, remember, is structured along, and the financing is structured along the lines of an installment sale. Once again, you can't sell something if you don't own it. So from a contractual standpoint, the authority, it is stated, owns the project or acquires the project and sells it to the Jonah District upon completion of the project. Like I said, this type of transaction has financed billions of dollars worth of projects over since 1959. And the legal fiction being really that in the process, regardless of what the contract actually says, you're not going to go through the normal property transaction requirements in terms of filing deeds and all that kind of stuff. It simply isn't done. And the reason why they can get away, if you will, with a legal fiction like that is because the property is not security for the bonds at all. The bonds are secured by the obligation of Jonah to make the payments under the contract, which, by the way, happened to equate to the debt service on the bond issue itself. I understand that we've got some new board members since the 2008 bond issue was issued, and so this, may, I'm sure, is the first transaction you've done that is structured along these lines. I don't know if there's anything I can answer for you specifically about it, but the point being that this is a structure that is common, and it does involve legal fiction, but it's one that everybody involved in it is comfortable with. Yes, sir.
So it's billed as an installment sale, but you say there's not going to be a deed or anything. How do we take title to it in the first place in order to be able to sell it to them on an installment basis?
That is part of the legal fiction. The contract says that you are acquiring the property.
Is it like sort of all done in escrow or something like that until completion? Or?
Not even. It's not even that formal. It's literally just the contract itself. And there won't. Having done these things over the years, in some cases, as just to give you an idea unusual the structure is. Anybody who does any real estate work would not recognize this kind of transaction at all. Yeah, I know. And I'm aware that this would make your head spin around kind of thing.
I understand the intent. It's a great mechanism. I was just trying to understand the mechanics. If something unwound in the middle of it, yeah. where did that leave?
Well, if it never happened, but if it did happen, remember who's actually buying everything. It's Jonah that is actually buying everything. Now they're using money provided by the Brazos River Authority, but I would think that when you boil it all down, it would be owned by Jonah.
Okay, so we're the lender, and it's structured as an installment sale, and we're doing it for them so that they can facilitate the growth and buy more water from us.
Correct. And again, it's all set up this way to allow the Brazos River Authority to act as a conduit financing vehicle to get the deal done. And frankly, from a financial standpoint, it does make a difference. If Jonah were to go out and issue its own debt to do this, it would be a net pledge of revenues, of their revenues, to pay the contract, or not the contract, but to pay the debt service on the bonds that they issue. When the Brazos River Authority does this transaction for them, it is considered to be like a cost of operations of the Jonah Water Supply folks. And so what they get to do is they get to the payments that they owe the Brazos River Authority under the contract are actually a first claim on the revenues, the gross revenues of the Jonah Water District. What that allows them to do is instead of having a net pledge of revenues, you've got a gross pledge of revenues. And from a financial standpoint, that helps with the rating agencies, which, of course, translates into lower interest rates and whatever. So the Brazos River Authority provides a real service for in stepping in as a conduit financing vehicle like this.
And when we get a fee for this?
Yes, you do.
I was going to mention, the fee is 2.5%. So the fee, if it's a $6.5 million issue, would be about $160,000. It's a one-time fee you receive, being paid out of the cost of the bond proceeds and stuff like that.
But we have no liability, and we're not guaranteeing it's all the revenues.
Absolutely, it's a contract revenue deal that they have to provide. Now, Jim pointed out something I should have mentioned too. Having the Brazos River Authority do this also keeps Jonah from having to go through TSEC and all their regulatory stuff to do the financing themselves. So you provide a real service to one of these entities. You've done this with the city of Robinson, for example. That was a wastewater project, but bottom line is the same type of financing. It was an installment sale transaction. Yes, sir.
Will we get a legal opinion that we're not liable?
What the legal opinion you will get will be our bond opinion, which in fact says that the contract is a valid binding contract and that the bonds are valid binding obligations of the Brazos River Authority payable in accordance with their terms, which again, in accordance with their terms, is solely payments to be made by Jonah. The people who buy these bonds, the documents, the disclosure documents, like a stock prospectus, for example, make it very clear that it's not the credit of the Brazos River Authority that is involved in the transaction. The bonds are sold solely on the credit of the Jonah District.
What happens if Jonas doesn't make their payments?
Well, the Brazos River Authority has some obligation to make Jonah make the payments. In other words, if they don't make the payments, Director Bell, you take Jonah to court and make him do it. Because quite frankly, now keep in mind, if they're not making the payments and this is a gross pledge of revenues, Jonah's got a whole lot of other problems.
Yeah, I understand, but I just...
Yeah, no, you would have some obligation to enforce the contract. And keep in mind, under the contract, for example, Jonah is required to make the payments whether the project ever comes online or not.
Wouldn't it be simpler for us to have a legal opinion that we're not liable? I mean, we're going to make 2.5%. Shouldn't that be kind of part of our process? The reason why I say that is we've been a pass-through. We've kind of been a pass-through, right?
Yes.
It's a conduit financing vehicle.
This is a little different, though, because we're basically doing an installment sale.
Actually, this is the same. This is a conduit financing transaction.
So we've done one of these before.
Oh, you've done one in 2007 and 2008 already. For
I thought we were talking about something we've never done before.
No. The reason the staff really wanted me to come and address this today is because we've got a bunch of new board members who have never seen a transaction before, never had occasion to even think about it. And it is an odd looking duck. In my world, it's not odd, but in anybody else's world, it would be.
Thank you.
The issue, notwithstanding this issue that we've issued, the conduit debt we've issued with Reliant and TXU and things like that over the years. Now, we haven't done any of that recently in the last several years, but we literally have $2 billion of debt outstanding, this conduit debt associated with them.
I mentioned earlier on pollution control bonds done on installments. That's what John's alluding to. Literally, with respect to the electric power plants that have had their pollution control facilities financed on a conduit basis like this, like John said, it's been billions of dollars. Not just the Brazos River Authority, but Trinity, Sabine, you name them. They've all been involved in and using this same type of transaction structure.
Say the yield was approximate yield on these bonds.
Well, I haven't sold them yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just projecting.
Yeah, no, Stephen. We don't know yet because of one thing that Stephen Adams is looking at as the financial advisor is: do we get the bonds insured? Not get them insured? Of course, that'll make a difference in terms of the rating and which translates to interest rate. So. At this point, I don't know. You want to speculate?
Probably about 4.75% if they go out pretty long, I think 20, 30.
Any other questions for me? Laura Lee?
What is our bond rating? What's the BRA bond rating?
Double A.
Yeah. Double A. But remember, that's not on the line here. It's just Jonah's credit that's on the line.
How is it advertised?
Jonah's rating.
Yeah, it's sold on Jonah's rating. Ours is AA, but
the bond is sold. Yeah,
it is sold on Jonah's rating.
Absolutely, Jonah's credit.
What is their rating?
Yeah, again, the Brazos River Authority's credit is not on the line here. Just like the pollution control bonds I've mentioned. The purchase of those bonds, it is made very clear to them, and they know when they go in to buy these bonds, that they're not looking to the Brazos River Authority for payment. You are a financing vehicle that, as a matter of state law and the ability to issue tax-exempt bonds, that is being used for the purpose of getting, in this case, Jonah, but in other cases it could have been TXU or Reliant or whoever, the lowest possible cost of funds. And so you provide a real service for that, even if it's not doesn't end up on the operational side of the Brazos River Authority.
The long and short of it is that the bond houses that are selling it know what's in there.
Sure.
And they've got it all there. But unfortunately, the people that are buying the bonds really don't know what they're buying.
I will tell you that not a lot of people are going to sit down and read right. a 150-page official statement. But they will look at that rating.
Yeah.
And that's about the only thing they'll look at. Any further questions for me?
Again, I think it's been mentioned, but the pros to this are the fee, if you look at it from that standpoint, and obviously benefiting, helping Jonah finance this in a more economical manner so that they can then effectively buy more water from our East Williamson County facility. The cons are that there's a liability risk out there. Because of the unique nature of the ownership of this thing. If it was to completely unravel, you would try to pursue after Jonah, but, I mean, you know, it's a public entity, and there's different issues in trying to deal with that, if that's the case. But that's what we wanted, to make sure we were disclosing everything about it. But it is really a continuation of something we've been doing here.
So. Well, it's consistent with our mission. Is it not? I mean, that's really what we're all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Getting water.
Right.
So we kind of have to look at it that way. I mean, that's what we're here for.
And it is a vehicle that has been used, as Chuck said, very frequently in the marketplace to do these type of things. So, but anyway, any other questions? There are two, as I mentioned, there's two resolutions to be read. They're, sorry to say, the lengthiest ones of the day, but I'll proceed. And this is the first resolution. Resolution authorizing an amendment to the Brazos River Authority Jonah Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses the authority, entered into a contract style Brazos River Authority Jonah Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract, dated as of April the 15th, 2007, in parentheses the contract, between the authority and the Jonah Water Special Utility District, in parentheses the district, with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of certain water system facilities, in parentheses the project, as described and defined in the contract. And whereas it has been determined to be appropriate to provide for the financing of an expansion of the project, such expansion being described in an amendment to the engineering report, in parentheses as defined in the contract, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, that the Board of Directors of the Authority hereby approves the amendment to the engineering report as generally described in Exhibit A, attached here to, in parentheses, the amendatory engineering report, that the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized and directed to approve the final amendatory engineering report, which shall, upon approval, become part of the contract with all intents and purposes. In Section 3, that this resolution shall take effect and be in full force and effect from and after the date of its adoption, and it is so resolved, and all resolutions of the Board of Directors of the Authority in conflict with or inconsistent with this resolution are hereby amended or repealed to the extent of such conflict or inconsistency. Resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2012, in parentheses Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, close parentheses, and prescribing other matters related thereto. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, close parentheses, was duly created as lawfully operating under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code is amended, in parentheses, the Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the Jonah Water Special Utility District, in parentheses, the district is a duly organized and existing special utility district pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas, particularly Chapter 65, Texas Water Code as amended. And whereas the district has previously executed a system water availability agreement with the authority for delivery of treated water from the East Williamson County Regional Water System. And whereas the authority in the district heretofore entered into the Brazos River Authority, Jonah, Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract, in parentheses, the contract dated as of April 15, 2007, as amended with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district, a certain water system facilities, in parentheses, the project as described and defined in the contract, and whereas the contract is hereby referred to and adopted for all purposes the same as if it had been set forth in its entirety in this resolution. And whereas, pursuant to the contract, the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2007, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, in close parentheses, and Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2008, in parentheses, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, close parentheses, parentheses, collectively the parity bonds, close parentheses, for the purpose acquiring by purchase and construction a portion of the project. And whereas pursuant to the resolutions authorizing the issuance of the parity bonds and the bond covenant agreements related thereto, the authority is authorized to issue bonds on a parity with the parity bonds with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction of the project, whereas the authority has determined to issue the bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, hereinafter authorized on a parity with the parity bonds to pay additional cost of the acquisition by purchase and construction of the project in accordance with the contract. And whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authority Act, Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code and other applicable laws. And whereas the contract authorizes the authority to issue the bonds in a manner and amount and with security as hereinafter provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1. Recitals, covenants, agreement, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full in this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the 2012 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein, as if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, and the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager, CEO, are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in one or more series in the aggregate principal amount not to exceed $6,500,000 for the purposes of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of water system facilities. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2012, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, close parentheses, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended. The general manager, CEO of the issuer, is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there should be issued, sold, and delivered here and under fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case the registered owner, close parentheses, in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years and in the principal amounts, respectively and dated, all as set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended, the authorized officer of the issuer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the issuer, authorized to act on behalf of the issuer in the selling and delivering of the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution, including the use of a book-only system with respect to the bonds and the execution of appropriate letter of representations, if deemed appropriate, the determining and fixing of the date of the bonds, any additional or different designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, and the amount of each maturity of principal thereof, and the due date of each such maturity, in parentheses, not exceeding 40 years from the date of the bonds, close parentheses, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the interest payment dates and periods, the dates, price, and terms upon which, upon and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to the due date or maturity at the option of the issuer. Any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond issuance, and approving modifications to this resolution and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto. If it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds, the authorized officer acting for or on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at competitive sale. The authorized officer shall cause to be prepared a notice of sale and official statement in such manner as the authorized officer deems appropriate, to make the notice of sale and official statement available to those institutions and firms wishing to submit a bid for the bonds, to receive such bids, and to award the sale of the bonds to the bidder submitting the best bid in accordance with the provisions of the notice of sale, provided that the price to be paid for the bond shall not be less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from their date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. It's further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bond shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for the municipal long-term obligations as required by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, in parentheses, the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of water system facilities, 2I, in parentheses, the funding of the reserve fund, if any, as required, and 3I, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds. Section 3, expiration of authorization. The authority of the general manager CEO is authorized officer to sell the bonds as described in Section 2C of this resolution shall expire on the one-year anniversary date of the adoption of this resolution by the board. Section 4, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
Thank you, John. You heard reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'd like to make a motion, but I'd like to have one change. John, on page 10.
Pardon?
Page 10, you had one typo.
Okay.
Serious.
Okay. Let's read it all again, John.
Yeah, can I start that over?
Can you bring up the slide again?
Okay.
You said 2012. That's 201.
Well, that's a misstatement. I read it correctly. We have it wrong on the slide.
Okay.
And I read it. I saw that. We missed that. It should have been 2012 because it's the series 2012 bonds.
Okay, John, I have a question.
Yes.
We're doing this for Jonah. So we want to help them. It's passed through. We're going to get a 2.5% fee up front.
Yes.
Which is quite a lot of money. It's a small issue. Have we done anything to determine if this is the cheapest route for them to get their financing? Like a private placement or something simpler? Small issue.
They have come to us and asked us to do this. Now, I don't know, Stephen, if you have any background on what maybe Jonah's looked, any other options that they've explored. Okay.
Stephen Adams, by the way, for y'all. I mean, you might know, is our financial advisor.
Yes, and I'm with Specialized Public Finance. We also happen to represent Jonah Sudd, and the primary there's two reasons that Jonah Sudd wants to go through Brazos River Authority. The primary reason is that if they, yes.
That's not the question. My question is, did we do any competitive, we can still go through Brazos. I'm saying bond issuance, is that the only answer for John?
Well, it is if the Brazos River Authority sells the bonds because they will not be bank qualified. And these bonds are going to be sold competitively bid through bidding system called IPRIO that every broker dealer knows and uses. So it's kind of what I call the eBay of bonds, and it is the most effective way for them to sell this bond issue, in our opinion.
A 2.5% fee for us, is that?
Well, they're going to have to pay a fee to the TCEQ if they don't come through you.
And that standard cost? Seems high to me.
The TCEQs is, I don't think it's quite that much, but it may be, but it's less, but it's statutory. And it's also a process that takes months and months, and Jonah doesn't feel like they would get their project online by this summer if they were subjected to that process.
Sure. All right. We had a motion to adopt by Christian. Second?
Second.
Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Speak up.
Yes. I'm here.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.